Chuck Berry, Memphis from 1959, here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio the UAS folks, the Unmanned Vehicle Systems folks here with us. We have Tony Lopez, Fred Stevenson, and Kevin Ward. Of course, the Stage 1 boot camp, the UAS pilot boot camp, is opening Monday, October 18th. Mm-hmm. So if you want to register and come dip your toes into what Unmanned Vehicle Systems has to offer, you can register online at gulfcoast.edu/UVS, Unmanned Vehicle Systems, UVS. Now, Tony, there's a new program here at Gulf Coast State College, the Gulf Coast Tempest. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
So first I'm going to talk to you about what Tempest means.
Please.
So it's a training, education, management, and planning for emergencies. And we use scenario-based training and technology-based solutions. So we're using all the unmanned systems that we have to train first responders, public safety personnel, from the same eight counties, from Escambia County to Wakulla, mm-hmm. on the use of the equipment. Once you're trained in the use of the equipment, if you, let's say you need a piece of Tempest, piece of equipment, and you're on a list of trained personnel, you can actually come and borrow it. You use the equipment, you do your mission, you're done with it, you bring it back to us, we'll maintain it, we'll repair it, and we continue with that cycle. Now, if it's a major disaster like Hurricane Michael, we would deploy three mobile command centers that we have, satellite communications, microwave communications, backup radios, mapping software and computers for backup for the EOCs to provide data. And the concept with that is we can actually, the concept is our large truck, we have a 142-foot mobile command center that is capable of doing 42 inches of water. They can be stationed at the EOC. Two roving vehicles that can be stationed closer to, let's say, Mexico Beach. And we could fly up to 7 hours providing live video feed to the EOC so they could actually realize where they needed the assets the most.
Certainly, and that provides crucial information to the decision makers on what needs what where. And,
exactly.
And with the Gulf Coast State College Tempest program, being able to provide not only the equipment but the training and the personnel if need be is also excellent to be able to help.
So we deployed as the UVS program, we deployed right after Michael, working with the EOC and the first responders, collecting data, imagery, providing 3D models to calculate volume measurements of all the debris. Video. However, at that time, we didn't have the capability of transmitting the video all the way to the EOC. Now we do. It would take us collecting the data, Mexico Beach, driving all the way back to Bay County EOC, and that's time lost. Mm-hmm. And things change in the time that you drive from location to where the first responders, decision makers are.
And certainly the time and terrain it takes to get through all of Panama City back up to the Bay County EOC just to get that information to them and then turn back around and head out. The ability to communicate that directly back is a need that we certainly saw after Michael, the need for other communication lines. So having that as an additional built-in ability of command centers, the new mobile command centers, is an excellent taking care of a need that was seen. And mm-hmm. it's great that that's being taken care of. Now, working with Gulf Coast Tempest, we have two full-time employees who are former Gulf Coast State College graduates in the UVS program. We have Kevin Ward and we have Fred Stevenson. Now, there are all manner of unmanned vehicles. We've got vehicles that fly, we've got vehicles that swim, we got even a snake worm looking guy that is great for climbing walls and going down pipes. Fred, can you tell me about the different variety of unmanned vehicles we've got?
Yes, I can. Like you said, we have for the three different areas, like air, water, and ground. So we do have vehicles that operate on all of those levels. The Guardian S, as you say, that's the crowd favorite because when we do training, it stops. Everybody stops and looks and say, oh, what is this? And we pretty much give them a quick synopsis of what the Guardian S is capable of.
Certainly. And it, one part being eye candy and two parts being extra useful in reality is great for getting people enticed in coming to learn about unmanned vehicle systems. Now, as Tony was saying earlier, one of the major focuses on is on the aerial vehicles, you know, the standard flying drone, because that's the only one with a government requirement with the FAA. But certainly we have a taste of all manner of systems because being able to see under underwater pipelines and examine that you know, perhaps underground through pipelines themselves. You know, there is a need, and those things do exist. So at least exposing the folks with the unmanned vehicle systems program to those technologies is great.
Think about this. You know the collapse building that happened in South Florida? I believe it was Miami?
Yeah.
So first responders could not get into the debris because the danger of more collapse happening to the building. The Guardian S, which is the snake-looking vehicle that you say, that is designed for that type of situation.
Oh, wow.
You can maneuver through the debris. You can crawl under you know, pieces of concrete. If the robot gets destroyed, the robot gets destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, if first responder gets in trouble, that's a different story.
But certainly, you know, money is replaceable, but human life is not.
And, and that's the reason for using unmanned vehicles. If an operation is dull or boring, we use an unmanned system, a robot. If it's dirty, let's say chemical spills, hazmat, we use a robot. We don't send first responders. We have the tool to send robot. And if it's dangerous, just like the collapse, we use a robot.
And it's so great that the technology has come to a point where it is reasonably affordable to be able to use them for such a variety of circumstances.
Correct.
And if you would like to get your feet wet in what it's like to use unmanned vehicles, we've got the UAS, the Unmanned Aerial System Pilot Boot Camp, starting Monday, October 18th. It's the stage one to get your feet wet, get introduced to a whole program. Yes. And of course, you can register by going to gulfcoast.edu/UVS. That's Unmanned Vehicle Systems, UVS. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank y'all for joining us.
Thank you.
And of course, we'll be glad to have y'all back for the next boot camp. And anytime else, y'all have other exciting stuff going on, which is pretty much always.
You're right.
But we're going to take a quick break for our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB, right here on The Mix.